William Schumann's New England Triptych, a fusion of 18th century sensibility, 20th century expression on William Billings' hymn tunes. It was played by the BBC Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Lawrence Foster, opening this weekend of the orchestra's John Cage Uncaged music here at the Barbican. Now to the first orchestral piece that John Cage ever wrote, the ballet score The Seasons, composed in 1947 when he was 35. As he tried to pick up the pieces following the breakup of his 10-year marriage, Cage met the Indian composer Geeta Sarabhai. She defined the purpose of music as being to quieten and sober the mind, thus making it susceptible to divine influences. Somehow this deep spirituality appealed to Cage, who began to study Indian philosophy and work towards what he called an aesthetic of silence. Another influence was the French eccentric composer Erik Satie, who had died in 1925. Cage had found a kind of harmonic stasis in Satie's music, with its long suspended moments and its absence of rhythmic drive. Both Sarabhai and Satie were offering Cage a path away from Beethoven, whose driven sense of structure, logic and purpose represented everything Cage could neither understand nor abide. When asked which composers from the past he would like to meet, Cage said,
Satie. If we went back farther, I wouldn't mind meeting Mozart. I would let Bach stay on his side of the street, and I wouldn't bother with Beethoven nor Haydn. The cadences are impossible. It's simple-minded.
John Cage in 1982, with his tongue in his cheek, I guess, dismissing all the great classical composers. Now, Sarabhai's Orientalism reassured Cage that his instinct for the cyclical, rather than Beethoven's linear imperative, was endorsed by Western experience. What, after all, could be more cyclical by their nature than the seasons of the year? And there was another important influence on the genesis of the piece. The commission for a ballet score for The Seasons came from the Ballet Society of New York, and it was to be choreographed by Merce Cunningham. Cage began a lifelong personal as well as artistic relationship with Cunningham after the breakup of his marriage. Four of the nine movements of The Seasons are named after the seasons themselves and bear their traditional character: the quiet of winter, the fizz of spring, the consolidation of summer, the destruction of autumn. There's a short prelude before each season and a final section which repeats the opening prelude. And Lawrence Foster returns to the platform to conduct the slightly smaller BBC Symphony Orchestra in John Cage's ballet, The Seasons.